Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning. 2:06. Welcome in. It's Oscar night. I'm Mark Carmen.
And I'm David Miranda right here on the co-host chair. It feels pretty good.
Well, hold on a second. I was about to make a mistake already. It's David Miranda?
Miranda. Like the Miranda rights.
But no, it's okay. Yeah. Because I almost felt like I was already saying it wrong, Dan Shagru.
No, it's the Carmen Miranda show.
That's right.
That's what it's going to be coloring for Nick D.
Yeah, so Nick D, I cannot believe that Nick D is off tonight. And I would like to make a plea to management right now, because I understand from Dan that this is a thing, that Nick is actually emotionally spent after the Oscars. Is that right?
He is emotionally spent. He obviously, being the station's movie critic, he sees 150-plus movies every year. And so on Oscar's biggest night, it's also his biggest night. So he starts watching at 4 p.m. He watches the E-red carpet, the pre-red carpet, all that good stuff. He watches the Spirit Awards the night before. And by the time 11:15 rolls around, as was the case this time, he is done.
So this is a national holiday for him.
It is a national holiday.
Right. How many years in a row has he taken off the Oscar overnight show?
It has been four.
4 years. So I would like to make a plea to management right now, because I know that if they're not listening live, they're at least checking out this outstanding tape, mainly because they want to find out how good you are, David.
They're listening to the podcast, maybe.
Right, sure, exactly. So I'd like to make a plea, though. I would like to be the non-movie Oscar expert for however many years. I'd like to apply for next year, the year after that. I'd like to sign a 3-year deal, bare minimum. Because I think I am like, and David, I don't know if you are as well, Esmeralda, you too. Has anyone actually seen the movie that won for Best Picture tonight, Moonlight? Has anyone seen it?
Oh, you mean it was in La La Land?
That was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. I think that might have been the best moment in Oscar history.
I was wondering if that was a true thing. Was it acted out? What went on there?
So I'm assuming that you've seen it, but just in case you haven't, when they were announcing the Best Picture, you had Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway up there, and they had the envelope, and Beatty's got this awkward pause. He looks at Faye. She thinks he's joking around. She takes the envelope. She says La La Land.
He was trying to make time, so he says. He was trying to make time. Maybe somebody in the back will tell him, hey, we made a mistake.
Yeah. He looked confused. And so then La La Land comes up on the stage to take the award. And then all of a sudden, you see all these like security folks and dudes with microphones on their heads. And all of a sudden, it's like, there's a mistake. Hey, Moonlight, get up here. No, for real. For real, Moonlight. No, for real. You're actually the winner of the best movie.
So we're going to blame Steve Harvey for that then.
Best picture, by the way. I guess that's what Jimmy Kimmel did. Jimmy Kimmel tonight was fantastic. I mean, that dude is talented.
He is, but he recycled a couple jokes from previous years, so I was kind of like,
See, that's another benefit of me hosting right now, because I don't even watch the Oscars, so I didn't know that he was recycling anything. Everything was new to me tonight. I mean, I was laying on that couch like, this is actually pretty entertaining. I'm happy I'm watching. Got to get ready for the show, right?
Yeah, we have to show break basically. So yeah, that was an awkward moment definitely when La La Land and Moonlight won, because they saw that it said Emma Stone La La Land, and for some reason it happened to be Moonlight. But I'm sure this is going to be trending on social media, just like another moment you were talking about, Carmen, about about Gary from Chicago.
Yeah, that's another one. Our city was so well represented tonight. If you missed that part of it, a tour bus, which they had a camera on them going around L.A., and they brought them to the Oscars.
It was his fiancée too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they made it out like they were going to some museum or whatever they told these people. And then all of a sudden they open up the door, and they're at the Oscars in front of everybody.
Rubbing elbows with Hollywood stars.
Yeah. So, just... The first guy, they said, "What's your name?" He said, "I'm Gary from Chicago." Like, he didn't even, the question was, "What's your name?" He dropped the town. He had the cell phone going on. He was carrying, people on Twitter, hashtag Gary from Chicago is trending. I mean, people are just loving it.
We have the audio if you want to
hear
it.
Oh, we do? Please, let's hear Gary.
Listen to him.
Academy Awards, which are in fact happening right now. I see Gary's your name?
My name is Gary Allen Cole from Chicago.
Where are you from? Oh,
yes,
you're
sir.
From Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know we're on TV, so you don't
yes,
need
sir.
To do that.
I know, but I want to. I want to.
He was filming
with
his
phone.
Let me
give you a little tour. This is Nicole Kidman. Fun fact, she was discovered in Redondo Beach at a Quiznos.
Didn't know that.
It's Octavia. This is Ryan Gosling. He's very handsome. Don't look into his eyes.
It's
oh,
true.
That's nice, Ryan. Yes. We have quite a few stars. Here's this Emma Stone and her brother, Spencer. Emma brought her brother. I feel like you're ignoring the white celebrities.
Yes, I am, though.
Gary, is this your wife over here?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Vicky Mines.
Hi, Vicky. Are you here with Gary?
That's my fiance.
Well, oh, really? When are you getting married?
July 18th.
Who's your favorite actor?
That man right there.
Denzel? Denzel, would you be the best man at their wedding? Come on. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Kiss the bride.
He also kissed...
He's Denzel, so it's legal.
He kissed everybody. Gary literally kissed everyone.
Yeah, especially Nicole Kidman's hand.
Yeah, he was kissing hands. He was kissing... I mean, it was... Gary from Chicago is going to be a thing now.
You know, I'm glad it's positive news from Chicago because considering what Trump tweets, considering the violence in Chicago that on the national level you travel and people ask about the violence in Chicago, at least we have something nice now.
Yeah, and you know what we're going to do? See, Gary from Chicago is real. Like, that dude's legit. He was carrying his phone, but he was also, like, holding his wife's purse. Like, that people were just loving the fact that...
Oh, yeah, and it was full of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that he was just willing to walk out there. What did he...
It looked like a beach bag.
Yeah, I mean, that's a man who...
Wearing shorts.
Right? He had his Hollywood...
Hoodie.
I mean, he's... Like, this dude is going to be a legit celebrity. And it's not going to be like a Ken Bone story where it turns out, like, he's, like, legit aligned with Trump and whoever else. Gary from Chicago is just Gary from Chicago. There's nothing behind
there's
Gary.
There's no faking Gary from Chicago.
I mean that, and he's getting, because when he was taking his pictures, if you look online, he's got his tongue on the right side of his mouth. So they're comparing him to Michael Jordan. Like, they're showing Jordan flying through the air and side by side to Gary from Chicago with the tongue picture. I love this.
And they're definitely tourists because they got their selfie sticks. They really created a moment at the Oscars, this year's Oscars.
Kimmel's line's amazing too. I feel like you're ignoring all the white celebrities, and he starts laughing and says, "Yes, I am."
Well, he's a lucky guy because now the Chicago Bulls are giving him some love as well, and Geno's East is giving him love, and I'm sure everybody else. I mean, he'll probably have a job pretty soon too.
I mean, I don't know if Gary needs a job, but if Gary wants to take his career to the next level, Gary can do that right now. I'd hire Gary.
I wonder what he does.
312-981-7200, by the way, is Gary from Chicago. Should we make Gary the... What should we do with Gary? Like, maybe we make Gary the mayor. Would anybody have a problem with that other than Rahm Emanuel himself? Would you not rather have Gary from Chicago as the mayor of this city right now?
Or
Rahm sets up like a key to the city handoff to Gary from Chicago, and he takes the key, and then he's like, "Hey, Rahm, you know what? I'll just take things over from here."
I don't want to be rude to the mayor. Let me walk that back. But Rahm could make Gary a part of his crew,
special events coordinator, or
right?
Something.
Right.
Yeah, considering he was already at the Oscars,
Hollywood outreach. Yeah, you know, he's part of the film office now.
Right.
You know,
I mean, we're trying to get more Hollywood here. Gary went out. Gary met Kimmel. Gary met Denzel. Gary kissed Nicole Kidman. who better to do this than Gary from Chicago?
Since Ken Bone in 2016, Ken I think this Bone. Is the new one. This is the new Ken Bone, right?
Well, but yeah, but like Ken Bone is a pathetic, sorry excuse for an individual. Let's be real, right? Gary from Chicago is a full-on hero. I'm sure that there's probably a couple.
I'm sure we're going to get some memes and stuff. 312-981-7200 in case you want to talk about Gary from Chicago. And actually, we're going to have an expert on fashion, Mark, about Latino Fashion Week. And
yeah.
Arabel Rosales, she took some notes about the best dressed and who basically didn't make it to the best dressed list.
Okay, now hold on a second. We're having on... how did you say it?
Arabel. Arabel Rosales. Rosales.
Oh, I love that. I like the way you do that already.
Rosales.
Right. Now, she's an entrepreneur, a renaissance woman, and just an out-and-out superstar, correct?
She's a little bit of everything. She's a professional. She's beautiful. She's on the CTA board. She's one of the founders of Latino Fashion Week. And she helped launch Life Creative Network, which launched today, actually. Well, yesterday, because it's already Monday, right? It launched yesterday, which was that's where the viewing party took place of the Oscars.
Which is, I'm excited to talk to her. I just got distracted.
There's a text. By her picture?
No, there's a text coming. Carmen, it's Stephanie Menendez. Get off the air right now. We made a mistake. Matt Bubala should be hosting.
Let's check out the text.
That's funny. That's text of the show there, 518. Where's the 518? Is that a new area code?
518, I am not sure.
New York State.
New York State. New York State, knowing Stephanie and knowing that she would make that call, that's got to be an old school WGN person. You might want to call that 518 number, Dan. Just get that person.
Let's prank call them.
Let's
early in the morning.
Get that person on the line. Know that we could find you, 518. How do you know what's going on here? How do you know how this works?
Behind the
Maybe
scenes.
Maybe Bubala should be. Bubala's not coming in tonight. This is my new scene here. Don't you like what I'm talking about here, David?
Yeah, I like it. But you work crazy schedules. We were here early today, but I see you doing this very often. I don't know how you manage to sleep.
Just to be able to be here. See, we're having on a fashion person, and to sit here with you, like I feel like, you know, you just said that Arabel is a beautiful person. This whole Fashion Week thing, you're in there as well, aren't you, Miranda?
I participate with them every October.
I mean, Dan, would you call David a beautiful person?
He's a good-looking man.
And this is a good-looking man right here.
Even though my accent is very difficult to understand.
Yeah, Texers, we can see you, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I have participated with Latino Fashion Week for the past, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. I don't remember. But there's a celebrity catwalk where Lourdes Duarte, Ana Maria Villaval, a lot of reporters basically go through this runway.
And you've done that runway yourself?
Yeah, with Latino Fashion Week.
So you've walked
down. I make a mess out of myself because I've never modeled. I'm not a model. I'm a nervous wreck, but I just help the cause.
Hold on a second. Let's just slow down and let's all digest for a moment. You have walked down the catwalk as a model. Is that true?
Yeah, for various stores. Last year was Sarar. The year before, I don't remember. My brain doesn't go that far, but yeah, I have done it for the past 4 or 5 years.
What do you wear?
Last year was a suit, and the year before was a more casual, more urban wear. Oh, it was I forget the store's name. See, I'm telling you, it's too early in the morning to be brain awake, but it was I don't know, I forgot. It was more casual, but last year was a suit.
Okay, but you've never done, like, underwear modeling. We're not at that level.
Oh, no, never. Not even bathing suits, no. I don't want people to run away, to walk away.
No Speedo down the runway type of situation here.
No, especially because it's cold. It would be very embarrassing. It's October.
Esmeralda, are you there?
I'm right here. You can also see me, by the way. There's a TV there.
There is?
It might not be on the right
it's
channel.
It's not on the right channel. Can't see you. Miss you. I need to... Are you uncomfortable with this conversation?
No, why?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never hosted with somebody who's walked down a runway before. I'd like to know your thoughts.
You got to up your game.
I don't know how to what I can't compete in that land. Miranda's walking down runways with
But that doesn't mean I do a good job.
I don't care what kind of job you do. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's just you just have fun. You just model for these new designers. I like it because they give local designers.
Do you spray tan? You wear makeup? What goes on?
No spray tan or nothing. Just most of the time I'm working and I just have to rush over there and go on the runway, and that's basically it. I mean, you promote different fashionistas. Actually, one of them from Chicago had their line in Macy's thanks to Latino Fashion Week. So they give them exposure. They put them on the platform, which is good. That's what I like about it too.
Okay. So what would it? All right, let's.
We gotta take you there. You look, you look Latino enough.
Let's play this. Well, right. See now, I mean, I'm not Latino, but I could be. Mm-hmm. Like my last name, Carman, Carman. That's one easy switch. You take out the Man, you put the Men, and
Carmen.
Right. I'm in there.
Mark Carmen.
I think I can legit make that move. Esmeralda?
I mean, that might be a whole Rachel Dolezal situation going on there, but I mean, I guess as long as you don't say anything.
I mean, I don't have high expectations of doing things that, you know, I'll do things that are slightly below morality here. There's a way to put it.
Then you're fine.
Okay. If that will, listen, I'm always looking for an angle to up the career here, David. So if you think, do you think Fashion Week could launch me to...
I think so. We could ask Arabelle right when she comes up on the airwaves okay. here. You know what? This is some of the people that
Is this a picture? Are you showing me a picture of you on the runway?
No, that's the various people that did the catwalk. It's from people from Univision Radio, ABC, NBC, everywhere.
Is that Lou Kanellis?
Yes, that's what Lou Kanellis is on there, you see?
How did Lou Kanellis get in there? Why is Lou Kanellis always in there?
See, if Lou Kanellis can get on, you can get
on,
Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's Lou Kanellis.
I mean... Lou's unbelievable. Guy's legit everywhere. God bless him. And that's you in the right corner there?
Yes. And David Miranda Chicago, the fan page there I have there. I have these pictures. So if anybody wants to check them out, go right on.
David Miranda Chicago on Facebook?
Yes.
All right.
So see, it's everybody. And this guy is Mario Ciccocci. What's the long
Mario Ciccocci's on that picture?
Yeah.
Oh, far right?
Yeah, right.
No. Oh, that dude. The white-haired guy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he also takes his stylist there to make us look a little better.
It's not necessarily good radio to be talking about looking at a picture that nobody can see, but let me just tell you, the people in this picture are legit beautiful. I mean, these are some beautiful people. Lou Kanellis looks amazing. Yeah. I want in.
Cesar Rolón is the other guy in that picture, and he's the other founder next to Arabelle of Latino Fashion Week. So we have a lot going on in Chicago. I'm taking you to the next Latino Fashion.
When is the next Latino Fashion?
It's in October, early October, late September.
You know that I was almost once a host of a game show? I mean, does that make me...
From Chicago?
No.
Oh.
But I feel like maybe that you could say that to these people and be like, hey, he almost, you know, not only does he host a WGN, but he was once almost the host of a game show, but... He
See,
wasn't.
You don't necessarily have to be Latino. You can also support the cause.
Well, that's why I'm bringing this up. Because have I told you this story, Dan? Did I ever tell you this one?
No, I don't think so.
I think I did. Maybe I didn't. Esmeralda, do you know the story that I'm about to tell that's a little awkward?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay. I was in Austin, Texas, David. And I was looking for ways to expand the career. And I was on Craigslist one day. And they were looking for a host for a gay game show. And so I was like, that's cool. I'm in. I'll try out. So I got my flamboyant dress on, tried to, you know, fit the part. Had a sweet orange V-neck sweater, little pop. And I went in there, and I was on my game. And they were like, you're the guy. Legit hired me to do it. Now, this was like a startup thing that they were trying to, like, launch on some cable network
so
that probably never existed.
Was this a demo you were doing, or it was a...
No, it was a demo.
Sure thing. Okay.
You know, but they had this whole set up, and I went in there, I nailed it. Like, and I knew walking out, they're like, I just crushed that. They're gonna hire me, and they did. And so then, 3 weeks into it, they were like, "So, are you gay?" and I'm like, "Nah."
Is that gonna disqualify me? If
I'm like, not? I'm like, do I need to be? I mean, I'm not. And they're like, "Oh, well, why'd you want to host this show?" I'm like, "Why'd I want to host this show?
I want a job.
I want a gig. What are you talking about?" I don't care if you're gay or straight or whatever. I just want the gig. If this was the heterosexual show, I'd want that show. But they legit. I was once they found out my sexual preference, they were like, nah, we need somebody that's really gonna fit the profile.
Well, you would be great at it because normally when you do radio, you can ad lib, and people that do TV, they get a little nervous when they have to ad lib. And something goes wrong, you could tell sometimes on TV. So you would have been great. I mean, if you can defend
but my concern is not that. That's in the past. If I show up at Latino Fashion Week, can I make that work?
Yes.
Like, they're not going to be like, hey, listen, Jewish man, get out of here. That's not going
to
happen.
Nothing to do. You could
give
be supporting
your suit
the cause.
Luke Kanellis and walk
out. We lose Greek, so I suppose I don't need to be concerned about this. But I just, I feel like I want to get this out in front beforehand. Are we taking this call or am I taking a break?
We should probably take a break.
Okay. Jamie, you hang on, although you're going to have to hang on a while.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, let's take the call. Let's get Jamie in here because we got a guest coming up. Let's take the call. What's up, Jamie? You want to talk about the Oscars? Say hi to David.
I'm out here. Hey, hi, David. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm out here in Detroit. I'm listening online. You guys are first time I've stumbled on the show. I think I'll be a regular listener now.
Every year in the Oscars, I'm going to be here.
Okay, then.
National holiday for Nick.
Did you check the envelope?
What do you think happened, Jamie? How did that go down in your mind?
Okay, and I saw it like multiple times after and all that, and you see Warren Beatty look down at it like, something's not right here, okay? And he's like, well, this is what I saw, that he kind of like, I'm not going to say it, so he handed it over to like Faye Dunaway to say it. And they did see the Emma Stone's name on it. I mean, it was on there purely as day, and she, went below and said La La Land, I guess. And I mean, it's a common mistake, I would think. That got mixed up, and I don't know. It was just kind of embarrassing. I mean, I thought Kimmel nailed it. That whole of any time I've seen the Academy Awards, I don't watch them every year, but I mean, his whole tourist bus thing you guys were talking about, I kind of compared it to when Alan had that pizza delivery boy drop off pizzas. And I thought it was a good show. And
I did too.
And Kimmel, he probably was just like sitting there praying to the end. He's like, okay, the last award, let's get out of here. We did a good job. And then it like just crumbles at the end.
It's weird though, because Emma said that she had her envelope. So that means they printed two of the same thing, which seems nearly impossible that would happen.
Yeah, and then again, like if you think about it, if you're giving out like the biggest award, I mean, that's like the big, the granddaddy, right? You're giving out the picture of the year. I mean, wouldn't you not look, I mean, even though you're Warren Beatty or Faye Dunaway, wouldn't you not look down on it, kind of go, make sure I got the right thing, it's right here. And then if you open it up and it says, a name and then the movie, I mean, you kind of step back and go, something's wrong here. I'm not going to say that.
Right. It seems like nearly impossible. You can mess that up. Right, David? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And he said, I was trying to make time because I kind of figured there was something wrong.
Right. But like, who's the bozo that's printing this out and like not getting, that's incredible. Jamie, is that what you called about or did you want to have another Oscars talk? Cause we're up against the news.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was listening and I wanted to chime in. And again, I'm out here in Michigan and I definitely appreciate your show. Thanks.
Oh, well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate the support, my brother. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Yeah,
Jamie out in Michigan. What? I don't know, man. Like, you have one job. Here's the card for the best picture. How do you mess that up?
Somebody's
like,
fired.
I mean, I've messed up a lot of things in my life. I'll probably mess up something, today. But I wouldn't mess that up.
That's something that's, imagine, 89th year doing the annual awards and a major, major F-up.
All right, quick timeout, news coming up, and then we'll talk to
Arabel Rosales.
Right after the news on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, good morning, 2:37.
Already 2:37, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
This is the quickest 3 hours in radio. Or the slowest, depending on how it goes.
It's going to be the fastest because we're going to have a beautiful lady with us right now, Arabel Rosales.
I think that Esmeralda Leon just passed out of the traffic. She's already...
I was so amazed by the half hour that has been going on. I couldn't take it.
I saw you walk away.
I was getting lightheaded from all the giddiness.
I thought you went underneath the desk, got out the sleeping bag. That's all right, by the way.
Not your show. Not your show.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. David, let me let you introduce our guest since you know her well.
Yes. Well, she is the president and CEO of a top management and information technology firm. She's also co-founder of Latino Fashion Week and director of the board of the CTA. She's a business leader. She's an entrepreneur that has been described in Chicago Magazine. So we have her here with us today. It's an honor to have her here today because she also helped launch a TV network, which was going on last night, actually for the viewing party of the Oscars. So let us hear her so she can tell us a little bit about that, no?
Hi. Hi. How's everyone doing?
Arabelle.
I'm so excited about tonight. Well, actually last night, because we got to watch the Oscars and really celebrate the launch of our new network, which is Life Creative Network. It's a network that's really focused here on Chicago. So it's been a fun-filled couple hours. I heard you've been celebrating as well, the two of you, actually, David and Mark.
Yeah, I have, Arabelle. And we have and Arabelle Rosales, the co-founder of Latino Fashion Week and the CEO of AAR and Associates. You're doing everything over there, Arabelle. What happened tonight, in your opinion? Let's talk Oscars here. How did the Best Picture faux pas go down? What is your inside information? Do you have any to break here on 720 WGN?
Well, I could make something up, but I don't know what exactly happened. You know, I think everybody, I was in shock. We're watching it. Everybody's really intense and focused. The room was filled, you know, with a lot of people, and people started cheering and then had to do an about face. But the thing is, I think from what I heard, you know, I kept watching for quite a few hours. I wish I had been there. Maybe next time we all go. Was the fact that everybody was celebrating, even though La La Land did not get the Best Picture, and it went to Moonlight. From what I saw at the after parties and everything that they were showing, is that everybody was still celebrating each other, and that they were really the cast of La La Land was really happy for those from Moonlight, and it seemed like a very well deserved award. Who knows exactly what will come out, what exactly happened. There seemed to be some confusion with the cards, maybe, or obviously it was misread, but it was a shock. I mean, to me, I was totally shocked. But
well, good thing La La Land did take an Oscar, right?
What's that?
Pardon me?
Good thing La La Land did take an Oscar. The director, Damien, what's his name?
Yes. They won for director, and then obviously Emma Stone. I mean, love her, right? She won for Best Actress, so they got a few awards. Damien Chazelle, you know, Chazelle, very well deserved. I think people were pretty excited about him winning. I mean, I was excited. I love the movie. I actually have watched La La Land twice. You know, there was you haven't seen something like a musical like that for so long and done so well and so magically. So well deserved as a best director.
Yeah, they won for cinematography. There's no crying in Hollywood right now for La La Land. They had an outstanding night, and I did think they handled the moment as well as you could possibly handle it, just bringing Moonlight up and giving the award over and celebrating hey, you won, we won, we're all winners here, and you guys get the deserved trophy because that's how the voting went. So that was cool. I think we need to do something with Gary from Chicago here, Arabelle. I don't know exactly what you guys can do, but I'm a big fan, and I think that there is an opportunity for this city to shine a light on Gary that could maybe make us all look good. What do you think?
Yeah, how are we going to do that? What do you want to do?
Let's give him a TV show on that new network.
Well, you've got creative ideas over there. I mean, I don't know if he gets his own show, but maybe he does. I mean, Gary's it seems like a talented guy. Did you see Gary? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't exactly see which Gary are we talking about.
Okay, so Gary was like he was the tourist that showed up with the tourist bus that.
Oh yes.
And his fiance, and he was taking pictures.
You know, I was running around a lot tonight because we had the party going on, and we were actually interviewing people there. So, yes, I do know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah. I think you know, there's a future there for Gary.
He has charisma. He can improvise. He's not shy in front of cameras, especially amongst Hollywood talent.
Which is tough. That's not an easy, you know, group to deal with. They're top notch, right? So, yeah, handled it very, very well. Though I'm hearing through the grapevine that there might also be a model amongst you that might be able to model.
Oh, yes.
You know, walk the runway, Latino Fashion Week.
Maybe. Mark Carmen right here. He's like, I'm not Latino, but right, he can help the cause, Arabelle.
Yeah, you know, we say bye Latinos for everyone, Mark. And although you got to audition, and I'm kind of tough. I'm always at those auditions, so got to see what you got.
What are you looking for, Arabelle? Like, just give me a little, like, act like you're not talking to me, or maybe you can be talking to me. I don't know. I need some coaching. Bottom line here, cheat. Give me an edge. How do I gain your approval?
You got to walk the walk.
What color speedo should he wear?
Walk that runway, carry it well, carry it like a man. A little different than what women do. Just carry it like a man. You know, make those clothes look good, and that's what we're looking for.
Let's just back this up for a second. Carry the runway, walk it like a man.
That's right.
Does that mean like chest?
He knows. He's done it.
Yeah, you definitely need to take it like a man because of the last year I wasn't as nervous, but the first couple of times, Mark, I was a wreck.
Does Luke Kanellis walk the runway?
You know what he did? He didn't do it last year, but the previous year. And I think he's asked before, so I think he's going to do it again this year. We're hoping. Love Lou. He does a great job. And you know what it is? It's people think it's really easy to walk down the runway, and you're wearing, you know, usually incredible fashion, and then you see the crowd. You're thinking, oh, I'm just going to walk, but you see the crowd and you feel the excitement. And people do get a little bit nervous, but I got a feeling that you're going to do just fine.
Okay, I'm
going to check you out.
I don't even think this is going to happen, but I'm already nervous.
What would you like to wear? More casual, urban suits?
No, I want a very skilled fashion person to figure out what I should wear. I have no idea what I should wear. If you think it's a suit, great. If you think it's a casual thing, I want to look cool. I want to be cool. I want to look cool. I want to put out a false front of confidence. That's what I need. Can we
All
get
right.
the
You're sports guy? We'll figure it out. We'll
right,
give you that,
a little
you
know. Sporty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's your alley, yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if I'm getting there right now. If I feel
about
like,
this, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I don't feel confident right now, but I'm not exactly sure.
You know, Fashion Week in Chicago is at the end of September.
Okay.
It will be our 11th year.
Okay.
And everybody heard it. You know, we're hoping to see you there now.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to hold you to this. This is going to be September is going to be a big month for me because my first dream is hopefully going to be fulfilled because I'm trying out to be a U.S. Open ball boy. And the U.S. Open, of course, is Labor Day weekend, that two-week stretch. So if I get to be the ball boy and then right into the runway.
Celebrity catwalk.
That's retirement central right there. I mean, I don't have the money to do it, but in accomplishment, I don't think there's anything more for me out there, really.
I don't know about retirement, but graduation, yeah.
What was that?
If you get one, your calves are going to look fantastic from the runway.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Still got to see your walk first, though. You got to audition for me.
Okay. Right. When is this audition going to take place?
I think we're going to have some fun, though. You know what? It's our 11th year. We just finished doing it in Miami. We're trying to decide whether the next one is going to be L.A. or Dallas. So we usually do it in a couple of other cities.
Wow.
But we always bring it back home here to Chicago where it started. And it's pretty, you know, pretty exciting couple of days for Chicago. We say bye Latinos for everyone, like I said, but we have local designers, national, and then international designers. So you're going to be in good company.
So I might get to travel?
Let's see. We got to get you on the runway first. Let's get you on the
Chicago. Arabelle, I got this. I'm no more slow playing. I got this. Don't you worry. I'll try out, but I really don't need to. I'm just that talented. Tell people what they need to know about the Life Creative Network.
So Life Creative Network, we launched it officially today, and it's a really great, something innovative, new. What we have is we have two pieces, actually, to it, which I'm really excited about. So Life Creative is a space that's over on Lake and Polina. It's about a block long. And people, number one, will have an opportunity to participate there, get a membership, and be able to get creative there. So for creative people, they'll be able to be creating their own programs. From those programs, either created there or, you know, Chicago-related, we'll take a look at them and as a part of a membership, or if they want to pay a bigger fee, they'll be able to put those programs on the air. And the range of the fees initially will start very low, say from $300 to $700. We'll pick certain shows and once per month, and then once a week, they'll be able to air for half an hour. It's something very unique. Our team will take a look at what's on there. Again, it's Chicago-related. The idea is this. We really want to push Chicago creative talent to create something, get it on TV, share it, put us on the map. We think there's a lot of talent here. And then we also want to raise from that some money that will go to scholarships to those that may not have the money, you know, to put some of their programming on, and we'll work with them on that as well.
Is there a category, Arabelle? Maybe, yeah, it has to be Chicago-based and Chicago topics, but is there a certain category, entertainment, sports, community?
We're going to be looking at different categories. We're looking at a couple of different ideas. I mean, we do have some ideas for even some reality shows. We have some other, you know, different types of programming that have been brought to us. It's currently on the air, though, and we have some programming already that's on there that we started showing. But in the long run, there will be a large portion of the time, not 100% of the time, but a large portion of the time that will be dedicated to Chicago-related programming. So, again, it's a whole new venture. It's something new. We've got a good team of people that are involved in it. And there's a lot of talent behind it. One of the things that happens is Life Creative, the space itself, has a lot of people that right now work in the industry of production. And so, for example, they can do graphics. They do different types of artwork that are used maybe in different scenes already that you see here in Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. And so when people go there to produce, they'll have the ability to get these different experts there to support them and help them, including maybe some producers and other media content experts.
Especially for students, this is great, Arabelle, right? Because people in the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, the Columbia Colleges, they want to be working with experts right off of school. It's perfect timing for that, no?
Perfect timing for them. We're starting it off, again, very low cost. We're hoping to contain it that way. But, yeah, it's a great opportunity. That's exactly right. You hit it right on the money. So there may be a lot of students. We've already started getting some students that have graduated or even some that are still there. And so we're asking them, you know, go on the website, which is lifecreativetv.com, look us up, and take a look at what we have to offer and sign up, become a part of the membership, and we'll work with you on that. So it's an exciting time. I think it's, as you know, I have, the technology firm that I do that tends to be very linear. I have a Juris Doctor from DePaul College of Law, very linear, but I've got this other creative side that has a need, to kind of come out and does it through Latino Fashion Week. And hopefully now through this, by creating opportunities for others. So I'm really happy to be, you know, part of this team that is putting this on the table. Again, starting it off here in Chicago.
Did I hear that right? You're a lawyer by day and a fashionista by night? Did I hear that right?
No, you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I don't practice. I am very busy with my technology firm. It eats up most of my time. So I'm busy with that, although, I've got the profession there, but I'm busy with what I do now, and it's doing very well. The technology that we've been involved with, we've got a lot of major projects that we're involved with here in the city. We're excited about it, both from the software side. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've gotten into small cell Wi-Fi LTE DAS, and that company's doing well. So, but, you know, I believe that as much as you can get educated, as much as you can grow in your talents, you've got to continuously be evolving as an individual, and you've got to always be giving back. And so I'm really happy with the things that I get involved with that we're able to give back. As a matter of fact, one of the things tonight, the event that we did tonight, I was very excited because we were participating with a great organization, a local organization by the name of A Safe Haven. I don't know if you know what they do, but they, you know, help a lot of people that are recovering alcoholics or drug addicts. They help put them back on their feet. They help get them jobs and, you know, get them to really live a good life. And so everything that I do that I get involved with, try to tie in with some non-for-profits. And so it's about, you know, doing a good job, but developing good things and giving back to the community.
Aside from what she does, Carm, she's also a mother, so I don't know how she does it.
No, I'm inspired by the energy here. This is and the desire to give back and there's a huge. I want to connect with you, Arabelle. You've got a great thing going on here, and you obviously are dancing in a lot of different circles. What did you think, being the fashionista? What did you think of the looks tonight? Who came out strong at the Oscars? What did you like? Who did you like the most? I mean, I guess people loved the Emma Stone dress. I thought she looked very radiant. There's a word.
You know what was interesting to see is the change in the look. Like, Emma Stone was fabulous. I mean, she looked unbelievable. She usually does, though, right, in wearing Givenchy. I loved her look. But
I wear Givenchy, too.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. All right. This is it. I got to see this.
All bright like that? How shiny?
But I got to tell you, it was an interesting twist is that, for a long time we've seen everybody wear sleeveless. And a lot of the actors, they were covered up. They had long sleeves, many of them. Very elegant clothing. I thought Ruth Negga in Valentino, the red lace. I wore red lace tonight, so she was also one of my favorites. I really, you know, love what she wore. And then I was really watching to see what Meryl Streep was going to wear, you know, after all that little bit of controversy with Karl Lagerfeld. And so I think what she ended up with by Eli Saab was beautiful. You know, it was a jewel-encrusted gown. And then she, you know, had a little twist with the pants that she wore underneath and the long train. And it was just, you know, it was beautiful. I thought she did a really good job. And you know, it was nice to see her as well. So there was a lot of beautiful. Viola Davis, though, I have to say, she looked fabulous with her short haircut. She had that bright red dress. I mean, it was just stunning. I thought she was just stunning.
What was going on with Halle Berry's hair?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, Halle Berry, arguably, I would say, is like maybe, over the course of time, has been the most attractive person in Hollywood, and she put on this hair tonight, and it killed her.
Maybe she wanted to look taller, do you think, Arabelle?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I mean, maybe she got super creative. I actually ended up taking a picture of that because I wasn't quite sure. She's so gorgeous, though. I think she can get away with almost anything.
Let's be honest, if Halle wants to, you know, talk to me.
Whatever she wants to do.
That's cool. Yeah. No hair, big hair, short hair, I'm in. But yeah. I didn't think it was her best. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, probably not her best. Probably not her best.
That's okay.
I took a big picture of it, I've got to tell you, and I'm actually looking at it now because I was surprised. It was a different look for her, but she still looks stunning. I mean, she still is beautiful.
Yeah,
you know what, Arabelle? I was noticing on some pictures that most of the women they were very, very shiny, gold and silver and very, very bright. They looked like disco balls dresses.
There was a lot of gold tonight. It was interesting to see that. Even at our event, there was a lot of gold that was worn as well. And at our event. It was fun, though, because they were texting that they wanted to look like the Oscar. So maybe they wanted to pick up the shine and glitter of the Oscars, right? Hey, it was a night to shine.
It was.
If you're going to do it, this is the night to do it, right?
So. No question. I can't wait to get out there and be in the crowd one of these days. I know I'm going to get an invite. Arabel Rosales, co-founder of Latino Fashion Week and the CEO of AAR and Associates and the Life Creative Network, Chicago's fastest growing TV channel. Check it out. Channel 392, correct, on Comcast?
Yes, Comcast 392. And hey, thank you so much for having me on. Really love you guys. You're great.
It was most definitely our pleasure, and I can't wait to walk for you, Arabel.
Can't wait to see you.
So a new guy on the runway, Arabel. Mark Carman from WGN Radio.
There we go. You heard it here first, right?
Yeah, exclusive.
Hitting new heights here, or lows, depending on your viewpoint.
It's have a good one, Arabel.
Thanks, Arabel.
Right, thanks so much. I'll send you a kiss. Un beso. Thank you.
Bye now. All right, Arabel Rosales. I think I got a shot here, David. Thank you. I owe you.
You maybe could be getting new gigs. Hey, you could be endorsing clothes. You could be modeling. You could, hey. Graduate to a different level.
Never box yourself in life. The opportunities, you don't know where they're going to come from. When, hey, can you host the overnight on Sunday, whatever the day was? Absolutely. Next thing you know, I'm walking the runway, all courtesy of you, David.
We have a saying in Spanish, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You got to...
That's a saying in Spanish?
They say, no pongas todos los huevos en una sola canasta.
Oh, okay.
So I'm translating it. I don't know if they say it in English
they
as well.
They say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
that works in multiple languages. I'm down. But you're exactly right, though. Why put your eggs all in one basket when you never know where things are going to come from?
And opportunities can come from many places.
I expect you to be walking with me.
Yes.
And you as well. Hey, quick time out, 3 o'clock news in about 1 minute on 720 WGN. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. That's right, baby.
Are you practicing for October, late September?
I want this to be my tune when I do it. Pump it up, Dan.
On the catwalk.
Yeah.
I think you would do good.
Right?
Yes,
just walking out. Own the runway. Just give that stare to...
Either that or I'm bringing sexy back.
Ooh.
That could be another one.
312.
Catwalk?
Yeah, 312-981-7200. What should my song be when I walk down the catwalk at the Latino
Fashion Week?
Fashion Week.
What would be nice? Is there a specific rhythm that you like electronica? Do you like, or you want something Latino, like reggaeton?
Sure. I don't know. I'm kind of amused by Esmeralda's reaction to this. I think, you know, she's very proud of me. Isn't that right, Esmeralda?
You are becoming a man.
You think so? It's good. Is this the step to go full manhood if I own the catwalk?
Yeah, you'll be that ball boy, and then you will be a model.
From ball boy to catwalk.
There you go. Oh, that's a good story when you write your biography.
Esmeralda, what should he wear? Something more sporty, something very casual, something urban, a suit?
He could maybe do two looks. Mm-hmm. And this way, you could wear like a tennis look, because that way, you don't even have to change from being the ball boy. You just wear your little tennis shorts, sweater over your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carry the tennis racket.
That'd be a great look, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little V-neck sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe go old school white short, John McEnroe, Jimmy Connor style, barely cover up the old thing.
I like
it. You know,
yep.
that type of look?
I like that,
and
yeah.
Just strut it. All right. Hey,
Why not?
Okay, so I want to, you know, Nick is off tonight because he's emotionally drained from the Oscars. I didn't see any movies all year. David, did you see any movies this year?
I have not, even though I've seen a little more than usual because I had a little more time. But I tend to take naps during movies.
Will you fall asleep in the theater?
For about 10 minutes every now and then.
10-minute napper?
Yeah. And it has nothing to do that I don't like the movie. I do like the movie. It's interesting. It's not. It's just me.
You get a little tired.
Yes.
You're a hardworking guy. You got 17 different jobs. You get in a dark theater. I get it.
And relax time. My body says, okay, it's time to relax.
Right. I get it. I'm actually lying. I did see Manchester by the Sea. 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. I was in the suburbs. I literally look across the street. There's the movie theater. There's Manchester by the Sea. Was hearing all the hubbub about Manchester by the Sea, so I walked in. Next thing you know, I'm sitting on the aisle by myself 1 hour later with a full body cry. Just absolute meltdown, Manchester by the Sea. I thought it was great. And I Casey Affleck winning the best actor was deserved, in my opinion. However, I didn't see any of the other movies. I just thought he was great in that movie.
So you didn't even see Moonlight, you said?
No. And so that's 312-981-7200. If you've actually seen Moonlight and can just explain it and what's so good about Moonlight, if you can get that done, we'll find something for you in the WGN prize vault. I'd like to know what Moonlight is about, because I am under the opinion that no one has actually seen Moonlight yet at one. Have you seen Moonlight, David?
No, I have not.
Dan, have you seen Moonlight?
I have not.
Esmeralda?
I didn't.
Vic Uh-oh. Vaughn's not at his desk in news, but I'm guaranteeing that Vic Vaughn did not see Moonlight. There's no way. No one has seen the movie for Best Picture. What does that say? I mean, does it?
Yeah, but we're not everybody.
No, but we represent the entire world right here.
Sure.
At least 80%.
Two of us are overnight people. One's got a kid.
That would be me, in case you don't. Well, don't worry,
Dave,
guys.
Dave, you work
you
like
don't
30
have
different
surprised.
Jobs, yeah. So you know.
Well, hold on a second. You can't see a movie during the day? You can't go to a 2 o'clock and 11 o'clock film? You overnight elitist you?
They're busy sleeping.
Okay, then you wake up, and then what happens?
And then we have to do our day.
Oh, please.
And then as Dan has, he's got a kid. You can bring a kid to the movie theater?
Yes.
Nope.
You wouldn't,
not
Dan?
Not a two-year-old.
Well, hold on a second. Ooh. You never go to the movies, Dan?
No, we go to the movies.
See?
But, you know, it's usually like when we have a babysitter lined up.
So for you to go to a movie, it costs like $150.
Well, thankfully, we have very large families. So, no, we get babysitters for free.
Okay, but, so you go free babysitter, but you still got to...
Yes, got to
work it in.
Shell out the ducats.
Like, movie's a legit expensive deal. Moonlight. So do you even know what the movie was about, David?
I know a little bit about it. It's about the two black kids.
Can we get a trailer rolling in here?
A little bit.
It's pretty visual.
Even though
it's a visual trailer?
It is a pretty visual.
That's not going to work.
Now that I have the Fire Stick, I'm watching a little bit more movies, but now I'm very interested in this movie since it won this Oscar. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
I'm in. I'll go see Moonlight. Barry Jenkins' magical, majestic Moonlight is a stunning portrait of young black gay life. Wow.
Yeah, it's an LGBT film.
Moonlight is magic. So intimate, you feel like you're trespassing on its characters' souls. So transcendent, it's made visual and emotional poetry out of an intensely painful experience. It's a film that manages to both be achingly familiar and unlike anything we've seen before. I gotta go. I'm out of here. Can you handle the rest of the show?
No, not yet. Do not leave me here alone. I know
you're
going
to try to catch that 3:20 screen.
I'm going.
3:20 a.m.
I'm going to bang on the AMC door down the street. Let me in. I want to see Moonlight. Written and directed by Barry Jenkins, based on an unproduced play by Terrell Alvin McCraney, Moonlight creates such an exceptional level of emotional honesty. It universalizes a very specific coming-of-age experience. That of a gay black man growing from child to adult starting the 1980s crack cocaine epidemic years in the tough Liberty City area of Miami. This sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen this film?
No. The only thing I do know is that PBS says that at the Oscars, this movie Moonlight calls for art without borders.
312-981-7200. Art without borders sounds cool.
Yeah,
773 texting in, vastly overrated.
773.
It's unbelievable. This.
If they can call in, so we can.
Vastly overrated is what the WGN listeners think of Moonlight. I mean, maybe they're. I'm also curious if you've watched the Oscars last night. Was it too over the top politically for people? I'm kind of.
I don't know. I wish I would have seen it. Now I have homework to do this week.
Yeah, I mean it. They, I mean Jimmy Kimmel tweeted at Donald Trump. That was hysterical.
He did? I did not see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you up? He went with...
He's normally up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, he tweeted at Trump. You had... there's one Latino guy who talked about building, I believe in building... I don't know what he said, not building walls. That was out there. And Kimmel had the comment, which was hysterical, like, wow, last year at this time, the Oscars were being accused of being racist, which, if you remember, that was the case, right? Because there wasn't...
And it was, a lot of talent was boycotting the Oscars last year, too.
For lack of African-Americans, correct? Am I right about that, Dan? That's what it was, right?
Yeah, there was it was the hashtag Oscars so white. Because there was very few minorities represented across the major categories.
There are a lot of white people at the Oscars.
Well, I'm sure they're happy now with Moonlight winning. So
right. You know, a lot of people thought this was the start of the pendulum swinging back. Because obviously you had both supporting actor and actress going to African-American actors. And, you know, obviously now with Moonlight winning. And, a lot of people saw a lot of hope in this year's nominations.
And there's been a lot of films. The movie The Obamas as well came out last year. The first movie that I saw that was African-American was The Help. I'm telling you, I really don't watch movies. So when I saw that movie, I was really amazed by that movie.
We have an actual person who's seen Moonlight on the line. This is a historic moment in the show's history right now, 3:18 a.m. Marilyn has seen Moonlight.
Marilyn, it is. I guess I'm the only one. I mean, I've seen most of the movies that were up for Oscars. I love La La Land, but Moonlight was a terrific movie. Everything you read about it, it was poetic. It was, it unfolds. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know, I mean, you already said that it's about a black gay boy growing up. I didn't know that he was gay when I went to watch it. It's just wonderful. It's outstanding. You must go see it.
I feel the emotion in here,
yeah.
Marilyn. So
yeah.
if you were voting for Best Picture, Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight. How many of those have you seen there, Marilyn?
Okay, I've seen them all, and I would say my three favorite were Manchester by the Sea, La La Land, and Moonlight. So I was fine when I saw that La La Land won and couldn't believe the mix-up. But, of course, I was also fine with Moonlight winning.
Okay.
I think Moonlight is the more brilliant movie. La La Land was a wonderful film. But Moonlight, really, you read that. It's like something you've never seen before. It's really something different.
That was quite a review.
I'm encouraging you to go see it. And I'm not texting in like other people that are saying it's overrated. I thought the acting, the man who won the supporting actor is just so good. Mahersha Ali is just terrific.
Why do you say it's poetic, though? Is it the way they speak, the music? I haven't seen the movie.
Okay,
so.
Poetic is the way it unfolds. It's done in three sections, and it shows the boy growing up. You see him as a little boy, you see him as a teenager, and then you see him as an older man. And each section unfolds in a way that's unexpected and yet beautiful. It's just... there's little parts that, again, I don't want to reveal too much, but there's just...
I will forget anyways.
Marilyn, where do you live?
I live on the near north side.
Near north side.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
Yeah.
You mean Monday?
Yep.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go see a movie, actually.
I can meet you, and if you want to see Moonlight again, and just take me through it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Marilyn,
she's probably thinking
you need
freak.
To sleep during the day, don't you?
No. I got things to do, Marilyn. I can't just sleep the day away. We could meet at the Landmark Century, 150 showing Moonlight.
Funny. I was going to go see Julieta. I think
Julieta.
I have time to see that. Yeah, that's something that's way out of your experience from what you're saying, since you've only seen...
Carl hasn't seen any movies.
Wait. Marilyn, do not box me in on a Julieta. I might see a Julieta. What's Julieta about?
Well, I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I go to see these films before I read the reviews. I like to see that. I mean, I know it's supposed to be a good movie, and it's by a Spanish director called Pedro Almodóvar. And it's gotten good reviews, but I don't know what it's about.
Do you want me to tell you what it's about?
No, I really don't. I tend to enjoy more going to movies and seeing them and then deciding for myself and reading reviews online afterwards.
I see.
Yeah. So you don't have to tell me.
Okay.
But I do know it got good reviews.
145 at the Landmark, Julietta.
There you go, Mark.
I'm going.
Carm.
There you
go.
That's what I'm planning on.
All right, Marilyn, we're officially creeping you. Don't worry, I won't be there. It's okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
You know
okay.
what? We have some texters in here and says that Moonlight is brilliant. This is from a 323 area code. Sad state of America. The 90% of America completely misses the boat on this. This crazy times may actually produce some amazing art.
There we go. I'm in.
For Moonlight.
773, don't listen to Marilyn. Easy there, 773. Marilyn's allowed to have her opinion. You can give your own. 773.
Should we have a field trip?
Are you in?
I go see it. It hasn't been anywhere where I've, because I go to the cheap theater.
What's the cheap theater?
The 400.
The movie theater.
It's up in Rogers Park.
Okay.
$6 for a matinee.
I'm down for a $6 matinee, Rogers Park. Let's go.
They don't have it there.
They don't have it there? What do they got there?
They do. I am actually going to go see a movie tomorrow. I'm going to go see Get Out.
Get Out?
Yeah.
What was that nominated for?
I am so lost in movies.
That has just came out, so it was not nominated, but it's a horror movie directed by, is it Peele?
Yes, Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele from Key & Peele, that comedy group.
You and Dan probably both like horror movies, don't you?
No, we actually both hate them.
I hate them, but I heard this was really good.
Well, okay. You both hate horror movies, which is normal.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to watch it?
You want to go see a horror movie.
But it's not...
It's like a thinking man's horror film.
There you go. It's not blood, guts. It's not
Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, more
of suspense then?
Right. It's got vibes of The Lottery. There's, you know, kind of the idea of liberal white racism underneath, you know, like, oh, I love everybody African-American, but I'm totally scared. And it kind of, like, preys on those fears from both sides into this film. So
when
you think.
When you guys were kids, let me delve into your histories here. Did you have the sleepover party for Halloween or Friday the 13th part, whatever?
No. I never did.
No.
No.
Because it was too scary or because kids weren't doing that?
It was too scary / my parents are not about sleepovers.
You didn't get to have sleepovers?
No.
Are you serious?
You sleep in your own bed. We want to go to over a stranger's house.
Really?
Yes, even if it was your cousins and
you
your
couldn't
uncle
sleep over either?
I don't have cousins.
Not all the time.
I don't have family over here, so.
I knew a girl who literally did not sleep away from home until her wedding night.
What?
Yeah.
Was that your wife?
No.
Oh.
Thank God.
Wait, hold on a second. Maybe, okay, I don't know. Was I raised in an inappropriate manner?
I think we're more, you're more the norm here.
Yeah, you're the norm. People go on sleepovers. Never. My parents were not.
I mean, I remember being, I want to say it was like fifth grade. We had the big sleepover at Jordan Rappaport's for Halloween. It was a thing. And then we all went and slept in the basement, like 10 dudes in the basement. And one dude was like, nah, I ain't sleeping in this basement. That boogeyman is coming. And so he went up and he slept in his brother's bedroom. And then there was a very funny comment at the time, which was made that I'd be more scared of that dude than the boogeyman, which was a legit comment.
After the movie?
Well, I mean, his brother was, you know, great guy, but a slightly odd duck. I mean, the fictional character versus an actual real kind of awkward brother. I would have taken the fictional character and being around some guys, even though you're in the basement and there were spiders down there or whatever else.
You know, what
okay, this took a strange turn.
What about documentaries, guys? Because there's a lot of documentaries now of, for example, around Halloween, I was watching the one of the hotel in the south side of this man that killed a lot of women. What's his name? Documentaries.
H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes, yeah.
Yeah, Devil in the White City.
Yeah, that's like watching a scary movie because everything you see and everything that he did, or John Wayne Gacy as well in Des Plaines.
Yeah, when I'm home by myself, that's when those type of things. I mean, I still get a little freaked out.
You don't need the lights on to watch the movie?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy city we live in.
Oh, big time. I'm looking at the text here. Then 708 says, this is the year of the black. La La Land was a feel-good movie. Moonlight, not so much. Moonlight was my least favorite of all the nominations, if you want to talk poetic.
Okay, then. All right. I'm being signaled that we need to take quick timeouts. So let's do that. Coming up after 3:30, the key to making money.
Yes, we all need that.
It's a very... This topic is, or the way we're going to present this for you is going to be, I think, opposite to what you would think as far as what is the key to making dough. I learned something tonight reading this piece. We'll pass it along. Coming up after the 3:30 news, 720 WGN. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carman. He's David Miranda.
We are filling it here for Nick D tonight because he's on a national holiday because of the Oscars.
David, do you know what a sapiosexual is?
Not at all. Sapiosexual. That means, I don't know.
Dan, do you know what a sapiosexual is?
I don't.
Esmeralda?
I've heard it before. Is it when you like smart people?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was dirtier than that. I was like...
It sounds like it. Oh, sexual.
Yeah, see, occasionally, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I tend to peruse dating websites. And this has become a trendy thing. Like, women are like, I want a sapiosexual. So I'm like, I sort of get intrigued. What does that mean? And then I forget. And then I look it up. And then I see they get attracted to people who are intelligent. And then I'm out. And then that's, you know, now you want a bookworm. I mean, come on.
Feed me information, basically. Talk to me.
I mean, what does that even mean? Are you attracted to men who are intelligent, Esmeralda?
I would, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a sapiosexual because that sounds stupid. It's like, just say you like smart people.
I mean, what does that even mean, you like smart people? How do you define that?
That they can talk about any subject?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Current topic, maybe?
I would think someone who, well-read, they... And it doesn't even have to be just information-wise smart. They just have to be smart in decision-making. And, you know, they're not just like, yeah, no, I telling me stories about just doing stupid, precarious things.
What are you saying?
I don't want to hear about that.
What are you saying? How
just,
dare you?
You know, if you and your buddies are shooting guns off of a freeway or something, I don't know. Like, just weird. Like, why would you even do that? It makes no sense.
What a weird turn that was.
Hey.
We went from sapiosexual to some dude on a expressway overpass shooting people. And in the-
smart decisions.
Okay.
I want smart decisions.
Well, that varies because some women would say I like a guy that likes to dance, for example. You know, they can have a good time, maybe touch about on different topics.
You know women that would say something like that?
Yeah, oh yeah, especially in the Latino community, they're like, "Oh, especially if you can dance, that's a plus."
Okay, can you dance?
A little bit. I can fake it. I can dance a little merengue and a little
cumbia.
Yeah. A little reggaeton, especially after a tequila or two.
Yeah, see, you got a positive vibe to you. I feel like you'd be great out there. Dan, I don't see you doing much.
When I was a younger man.
Really?
Yeah.
Little
but,
boogie?
But not so much now, yeah.
My favorite part of the show is when I get to say things like, Esmeralda, you dance over there?
Yeah.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? What, do you think I don't?
Yeah, I don't see you as the dancing type. Mm-hmm. I see you as more just chilling out in the corner, having a good time, kind of looking at the dancers, being like, why are they giving up? Why are they putting forth so much energy?
Wow.
What do you like to dance, Esmeralda? Dance. What do you dance more to?
I don't really have a thing. Just dance.
What type of concerts do you like to go to?
I don't really, like, it's not, like, I don't go seek it out, but if it's happening, yeah, like, Saturday, went out with, my cousin was in town.
Where'd you go?
We went to, her friend was taking us around downtown, and we went to Untitled.
Wow.
And they had a band, which was fun.
What do you think about that, Miranda, Untitled? Is that,
Untitled, is that?
It's next to the CVS on, it's either Kinsey or whatever. It looks like you should be walking into the CVS, but it's not. It's just right next to it.
That did not.
Isn't that weird?
That did not excite the masses. It's right next to the CVS.
I know, it's weird because I always think, I'm like, what are you doing going to the CVS for?
You get some gum and then you can go dancing.
Yeah. And then we went to a Havana Club or what? Havana.
Havana from, as in Cuba, Havana?
Yes, we went to Cuba. No, it's a club over here. It's a restaurant.
Too. All right. Hey, by the way, I stand.
It's all River North. We were hanging out in River North.
I stand corrected. You're a dancing fool.
Yeah. So there.
I apologize.
Esmeralda just got back from a trip to Mexico. Did you dance when you were in Mexico?
No. No.
What part of Mexico is
Funny enough, we didn't see any dancing. Acomal.
Okay.
You been?
No, I have not.
Where's Acomal?
It's about an hour and a half south of Cancun.
Is that like a tourist attraction or is that for real people?
It's quieter. It's quieter, but it's still pretty touristy.
Quieter but touristy.
Yeah, there's no like clubs. There's a couple bars, but you know, they close pretty early.
You play tennis there?
No. Gosh, no. Tennis court.
I mean, not you, I'm saying, but there are tennis courts.
I did see one.
You saw one.
There's golf courses, there's tennis courts.
I didn't see anyone playing on it though.
It's all right. Is there beaches?
Yo.
Just saying.
No, no beaches. No beaches whatsoever. What is wrong with you?
I mean, I you got to paint a picture for me. I don't know. Maybe it's like inland Mexico. There's such a thing, isn't there?
Right.
Like, there's no beaches in Mexico City, are there?
Right. So Cancun.
Yeah.
Is a beach town.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been.
Okay.
Went to
2 hours away from Mexico City is Acapulco.
Went to Senior Frogs. It was great.
Oh,
Senior Frogs. No.
It's my Mexico experience. Went to Senior Frogs in Cancun. I was hip.
Yeah, you went to the Cancun is the Florida of Mexico.
Right.
Did you go on spring break especially? Because the Senior Frogs and spring break.
Yes, I did actually. That was
extremely packed.
That's exactly what happened. I met my mid-20s girlfriend though on that trip.
Wow.
Good old Jenna. She was from Chicago, lived in Bucktown, now married with two kids. But we had a thing. It all started in Cancun, which was not what I thought was going to happen. That was a miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, to go back in time.
Vacation, especially after some drinks.
So where is this in the movie, Mark Carman from Ball Boy to Runway Model? Like, are we in the...
I don't know.
In the first third year?
The thing is that we want to know if pretty pays. That's basically the question that we're going to
answer. Yeah. Okay, that's a good segue there, David, because I was talking about pretty Jenna. Okay. On to topic. Topic A here for the 3:30 segment here. Do you believe, 312-981-7200, that if you're attractive, you make more money?
What do you think, Mark Carman?
I most definitely am of the belief that pretty people get paid better. People want to be around pretty people. They feel empowered by pretty people. All that.
I would say not necessarily in the long run. Maybe a pretty person can get a gig.
Are you stealing from the story, or is that your own opinion?
No, my own opinion.
Really? Okay.
Because I was reading a little bit about this that Dan gave us. But I think, for example, if you're into our type of job, for example, radio, TV, and all that, maybe you have a good face for TV, you can be on it for a certain amount of time. But if you're not necessarily good, guess what? You're going to be pushed to the back.
Well, and that's correct here. Apparently, I find this to be questionable, but I'm not gonna dispute the Journal of Business and Psychology that found that people who are not just unattractive but very unattractive, if you're ugly, if you're legit ugly, you actually make more money than the beautiful people of the world. There is an actual premium for ugliness. Researchers looked at a sample. Can you believe this? This is impressive. This is actually hopeful. This is good news. The researchers looked at the sample of the U.S. National Longitudinal Survey of Adolescent Health. Now, I've never heard of that, but that sounds like a legitimate survey. It found that people who were rated as extremely unattractive, the true ugly folks of the world, they earned significantly more at age 29, why that specific age, I don't know, than those who are simply unattractive. Like, you want it, you are incentivized to be really ugly. So if you're, like, moderately ugly, just take it to the full ugliness. Don't dress well. Get yourself even more out of shape. Perhaps don't shower. Throw in some smell. And the next thing you know, you're going to be rich.
Does it say what they do?
Let's see.
It was in their. All he says is that it was in their 20s.
It says a sample of 20,000 people in their late 20s. Let's see here. They found. Hang on a second.
While you're looking at that, I think it would be interesting to see if we can find out the jobs involved, because we work in the media. Obviously, it's radio, so we don't have to get dressed up, but we obviously know our TV counterparts. Yeah, exactly. But we know our TV counterparts. We know we're in an industry that where it most definitely we have been, you know, if we haven't personally been beaten out by someone who's better looking, you know somebody who lost a job because they weren't as attractive as somebody else. And so I'd be really interested to see if, like, we are, you know, kind of outside the norm because we are in an industry where looks are, you know, one or two on the list as opposed to maybe an engineer where it could be eighth on the list.
You know what, like customer service or TV, you mentioned TV, customer service might be a plus if you look good.
Okay. I think it's always a plus if you look good.
Yeah, no matter what, but depending on the job.
But this says no. But and if we have any high performers out there at 3:45 in the morning, 3:46 in the morning, who are going to work, who actually make hiring decisions, would you prefer hiring an ugly person? 312-981-7200, because you believe they're more reliable, they're smarter, they're something. You don't trust the pretty. 312-981-7200. All right, how to make more money? First of all, be ugly.
That's the key. You know, I'm reading the text here. 773 says, not a single person on earth is attractive or unattractive to everyone. Beauty is an opinion, not a fact.
That's true, but we're talking on a percentage scale, and I think we can all pretty much determine within a reasonable agreeability level what looks good and what doesn't look good. But I get it. You can be attracted to something that's, or someone, something. People do get attracted and like marry like trees and
do you think it's more on the
objects.
Personality
that's
trees?
That's a thing, Shagru.
I don't doubt it. I'm and trees were where he went, you know.
Yeah,
just,
I don't know what I mean. I was thinking about the dude that was that married like he married a roller coaster. There's a thing for that. I think I did that with you, Esmeralda. Remember that?
Like don't, but I believe it.
Why do I remember the shows that we do and you don't?
Are you sure?
You have a great memory, Carm, from what I see.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we talked about this.
He obviously treasures every moment with you.
Yes.
Apparently.
It's unfortunate.
There was that guy a couple years back who was caught having relations with his car.
With his car?
With his car.
That's amazing. How did he do that?
Well,
tailpipe.
and other places you could, in theory.
That's graphic.
Are you serious? He was having sex with the tailpipe?
I
would assume. I don't know.
And what else?
Well, you have to put gas in somewhere.
Oh, the old gas tank.
Ooh.
The tailpipe and the gas.
I hope he was using protection because that would feel kind of uncomfortable.
No, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
But he really loved his car. Okay, fine.
Literally and figuratively.
All right, we got to a weird place here. Good morning, 353. How are you doing? We're talking about the study that if you're ugly, you make more money. Here's five big personality traits for people that make more dough. Extroversion.
Mm-hmm.
Extroverts make more. Conscientiousness. Somebody who actually is paying attention to what's going on around them. That is worth dough. Those who rate higher in both those, conscientiousness and extroversion, and lower on neuroticism, they tend to earn more money. This is a problem for me. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm a little bit neurotic. Just a drop. Now, in my own way.
There you go. You could be rich.
So I need less neuroticism. Start making more dough.
Money. More of that green dough.
You'd like to make more money, wouldn't you?
I think everybody will.
Right?
Of course.
So apparently, if you're ugly and you're conscientious and you're an extrovert, you're going to get rich.
Yeah, and you know what? If you factor other things in, like smart, healthy, and well-adjusted.
Yeah.
That can also help.
So, yeah, beautiful people aren't earning more because they're beautiful. They're earning more because they're smart, healthy, and well-adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a chicken and a egg thing, though? Like, they're attractive, so they are naturally those things? You know what I mean? Like,
I think it factors into their beauty, right?
Well, and then, you know, but it's like the whole thing. Like, if you're good-looking, you're confident, and because you're confident, you're more attractive.
Right.
To the opposite sex or the same sex.
You present yourself with that power. Here's the thing, though. If you let's just say hypothetically, like I'd like to talk to a really pretty person right now. 312-981-7200. Would you trade being pretty to being ugly, but you're rich? Like, would you go from pretty person, David? You're very pretty. if I made you ugly, but you were super rich, would you make that move?
I would.
You would?
If I would like what I do, I wouldn't mind. Why not?
So you'd go ugly guy.
Yeah, and have the money. As long as I'm happy with what I'm doing, I wouldn't mind.
Okay. So you're ugly, you've got dough.
Yeah.
But you can't necessarily acquire the same level of woman because you don't look as well. Or you think, like, it doesn't matter what I look like, I'm going to be confident, I'll be the ugly guy that gets the beautiful girl.
Yeah, because, you know, money can buy happiness. Maybe you won't be happy, but it can buy happiness for a little bit.
Maybe you don't want a beautiful girl. Beautiful women are overrated. I actually don't believe that at all. I think beautiful women are incredibly valuable.
Or maybe you can buy your way into it, to one of these beautiful models. Maybe we need to talk to
her. Buy your way into it. Yeah, but then, no.
If I had the money, I'm ugly, but I have the money to do it.
Yeah, but that's like a one, you know, you can't, I suppose you could.
But you know, yeah, but that wouldn't necessarily make me happy, though. See, that's the problem. I mean, I wouldn't like to buy love or buy companionship. I'll feel like a pimp.
Right, well, you would be in that scenario. That's kind of what you would be. All right, this study.
Well, let's turn the tables, Mark Garman.
Oh, here we go. What's the question?
If you sacrificed your current good looks but meant a uptick in pay, quite an uptick in pay.
Would I go ugly guy to make more dough?
On the spot. There you go.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'm making that move. I'm way too superficial for that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me the less dough. I want to look at myself in the mirror and be like, dude, you look good. I'd rather be, if you told me I could be Brad Pitt and make 30 grand, or I could be, oh, I don't know. Now I got to pick an ugly guy.
Right. The elephant.
Oh, Gary from Chicago.
Michael Moore. No disrespect. And make 95.
You go with that.
I think I'd rather be Pitt. And then just somehow make ends meet. Esmeralda?
I mean, you could always.
Yeah.
You would be ugly and make the money and then get plastic surgery.
That's cheating.
Because, like, how ugly are you?
Ugly.
Is it like you can't fix it ugly?
According to this thing, it's not just the uglier you are, the more dough you make. Like, you want to be super ugly.
And then, you could get the surgery and done. And then you're good looking with money.
I know.
And you look the way you want to. Right?
Yeah.
I would go ugly to make more money. Area code 224. And another 224 says, well adjusted. Ha 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 ha. Have you ever worked at a toxic place where your boss was a bully? As for ugly, maybe they work harder.
See, there you go.
That's what it is. Oh,
that might
yeah.
factor in.
They do not distract themselves trying to comb their hair, look at the mirror. There you go. Maybe that's another point right there.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself during work hours? Well, obviously not during the radio show, right? Having to go to see a mirror at during working hours? Do you find yourself doing that? Maybe like, oh, I messed up my hair a little bit here.
Hmm.
Or, you know, we have
it's
the
personal hair day.
WGN Radio/watch.
You're the special guest star on Sports Talk Live.
Yes.
How much time does Mark Cartman put in?
0.0 seconds. I don't do that. I do work with someone. I work with someone at fansided.com who, before we ever do any video, she's got that iPhone thing where, you know, she's doing the whole thing.
Oh, she flips it over to use it like a mirror?
Yeah.
Oh,
it goes nuts. Drives me crazy.
I do that to see if I don't have any cilantro on my teeth or something. I use it for that. The phone.
I can't believe you just dropped cilantro out of nowhere.
No. When you said it, you used the mirror. The phone as a mirror. So if I'm gonna do something,
what food products are you eating that's got a lot of cilantro?
Tacos.
Tacos. I'd love a good taco right now with some cilantro.
Actually, I like cilantro with everything. I could eat it just like a side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't quite understood the cilantro value. Dan's telling me to go to news and stop talking about cilantro, which is probably a fair assessment of what's going on right now. 720 WGN, good morning. 406, I'm Mark Carmen. He's David Miranda. We are in for Nick DiGilio, who's off tonight, back tomorrow. Esmeralda Leon with your traffic. Dan Shigrew producing the program. Vic Vaughn in the news. Steve Grzanich, the opening bell coming up at 5 a.m. We just told you that it's better to be ugly. You will make more money. Now, as we try to build a bridge to a more successful life, we've got the 27 tough and bizarre job interview questions. This is provided by Dan Shigrew, who apparently might be looking at job interview questions.
Never.
Any particular reason you're looking at this, Dan?
I was doing my normal course of research for any show that
I see.
Oh, okay. Nice to know. Because, you know, when you go to a job interview, it can be nerve-wracking. It can be, you probably lose sleep. You probably don't know what to wear. What I do know is that you shouldn't wear a lot of perfume, a lot of cologne, because that can throw people off, or it can be bad points for you if the person probably does not like the way you smell.
When's the last time you had a job interview?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes. I started freelancing for Telemundo.
Oh, wow.
And I was taken to HR, and I got a bizarre question. What I think is that they try to measure your personality more than anything with these questions.
Right.
Not necessarily that they expect the real answer. It's more of your personality. I was asked, what was a job barrier or a job problem that you had to solve right then and there? And you're like, oh, my God, I don't remember, you know?
What'd you say?
I did mention a situation of my previous employer, and that's the reason why I'm not there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, when sometimes upper management gives you so many issues for every single thing you breathe, you do. I mean, you definitely have to find a place where you are going to be happy, right?
That is being happy at work is important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to read you some of these questions here because...
Have you gotten a difficult question, Mark, in a job interview?
Yes. I've had a couple different careers, David. And, you know, the only career where I reached the pinnacle, of course, is vending, where I did rise from the cotton candy man at young 18, 19 years old, all the way through hot dogs and peanuts and malt cups, all the way to the top. Through Old Style to the Budweiser and the Red Tub at Wrigley Field. That was my greatest accomplishment in my professional career. Well, it's certainly the only career where I did reach the pinnacle. So I'm very proud of that. But there wasn't any really odd questions there. I also had a period of time where I was trying to trade the market, you know, stocks, bonds, that type of thing. So I had an interview with company by then, I think it was like Peak Trading or something like this, and this was like the place. I'm getting the name wrong, but this was like the smartest people were there and the whole deal. So I knew that, you know, they had you in for a math test.
Ooh, I would have failed.
Right. So I'm looking at the names on the email who they invited to come in and take this test. And it was basically every email was either northwestern.edu or universityofchicago.edu, and most of the names were Asian. And then there was Mark Carmen, YoMC23 at yahoo.com, which used to be my email. I'm like, who doesn't fit in this equation? I think it's the YoMC23 guy. So I show up there, YoMC23, what's up? Give me that test. And I'm actually halfway decent at math. So I make it through the opening round of the math stuff enough that they still want to interview me because I'm like a different out-of-the-box guy. Maybe they think I'm going to have some talent for trading. So I get in the interview room, And it's a standard size, small room. And he said to me, if you could have the amount of pennies that could fit in this room, or the amount of pennies that would, if you could have one stack all the way to the top of the Sears Tower, what would you take?
Did you say pennies or pennies?
Pennies.
Oh.
The 1 cent item. What's your answer? The number of pennies in this room, or one stack to the top of the Sears Tower?
Are we talking a standard size room here, like 10 by 12, or is it especially small or big?
Standard small size room. Fill up the room with pennies or one stack to the top of the Sears Tower?
I would say room.
Yeah, something that's logical and something that can probably happen faster.
So you think there's more in the room or more in the tower?
I would think there's more in the tower.
More of the stack to the tower.
Uh-huh.
Esmeralda?
Oh, God. I feel like the room, it's a trick. Because it's a, you would think it's a big room. I'm going to say the Sears Tower.
Okay, so the only person on this show that who has requisite intelligence is Dan.
Woohoo!
I mean, he looked at me like I was the biggest moron on the entire planet when I said the tower. I said the tower. But are you kidding? Like one stack to the top of the tower to all the pennies that could fit in this room? I think it's not even close. It's like,
yeah, but it's a big tower.
Yeah, but it's one stack to the top of the tower. This is a whole
whatever,
room.
Whatever, right? Your job so is dumb.
Oh, I happen to miss
that.
A stack to the top of the tower.
I mean, this dude looked at me like I was sub-intelligent. I mean, he thought like I was like a squirrel. And I looked at him like, and I'm like, didn't get that one right today. He's like, nah.
Well, one, they measured if you listen, because one stack to the top of the tower, you know. Second is maybe the way you think.
Right, and the way he thought that his view of the way I was thinking was this guy is not going to make it here. He led me through that thing because I still was – there was another guy that came in like six questions later, and they were going over one of the math problems that I got wrong. And he was trying to understand my logic as to how I got to that answer. And I'm explaining it to him, and it makes complete sense to me. And he just looked at me worse than the tower guy looked at me. He's like, and shook his head, looked at the other guy in the room like – no, cancel this guy out. And that was the end of that one.
I mean, it's not illogical to think that the Sears Tower one could be close.
It's kind of illogical.
Well, you're still, if you consider the height of a penny up 150 flights or whatever this Sears / Willis Tower is, I mean, that's still a good chunk of change.
Sure, but like, think about how many pennies could fit in this room. Like this is...
Wow.
If we had all the pennies that fit in this room, ceiling to floor, which I know nobody can see this, but we're in a standard size room. I mean, it's got to be a bunch of dough in here.
What is this, 10 by 10?
Sure, why not?
About, yeah.
A lot of money in this room.
I honestly know. The only reason I thought the answer was because Edgerrin James, who is a retired football player, but back in the day, he lost a bet. He lost a $1,000 bet, and he paid off in all pennies. And so there was video of him wheeling in this jar of pennies that was literally as tall as he was. It was like 6 foot tall jar of pennies to pay off this $1,000 bet. So that was my frame of reference for this.
See, good job.
You thought of that. See, you were using all your resources. Well, guys, even the most prepared candidate can show up to meet human resources or your future boss and get slightly off the rails because you're never ready for the type of questions they can ask.
Yeah, so here's some of the questions. All right, 312-981-7200, by the way. Any awkward questions you've been asked in an interview, let's all help each other out. Let's give some information out here so those who are going on a job interview, I guarantee somebody who's listening right now probably has a job interview this week. Let's get people prepared for what's out there right now because people are getting super creative. 312-981-7200, good morning, 414. All right, David, let's see.
You know, by the way, this is by Glassdoor. This survey was done by Glassdoor.
Yeah.
And it said those with advanced degrees said they had harder interview experiences.
Yeah.
With advanced degrees.
If your current employer, here's one question, had an anniversary party for you, what five words would be written on the cake to describe you? Go. Miranda.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't know where to start.
If your current employer had an anniversary party for you, what five words would be written on the cake to describe you?
Responsible,
Okay.
Flexible, speaking of schedule.
Okay. Okay. Responsible, flexible. What else?
Determined.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'll probably leave off at three. Determined, responsible.
No, you got to get to five here. Not letting you off the hook.
You're on time.
Okay. That's kind of
same thing
responsible.
As, okay.
So, is runway model one word or
no.
Two?
No, not runway model. Not at all. That's the least of that. That's not even on my resume. What else can it be? It would be creative.
Creative. Okay, that's four.
Yes.
One more.
I might not sound like it, but yeah. Four. Oh.
Responsible, flexible, determined, creative.
Professional.
Professional. I'm That's hiring five. Miranda with those five. I'm just going
to... if you're in a job interview, right now I had a little bit of time to breathe and analyze it. But if you're a job interview, you want to answer right away. And that can probably throw you off and make you seem like
I don't
know what the hell you're doing.
I don't agree with you there. I think it's okay to actually pause and think about it and show that you're actually going to not just spit something out off the top of your head just to get it out and show that you want to actually... give an honest answer.
Oh, no, I don't think that you should respond that fast. But when you're at a job interview and you know you're going to be graded or timed or whatever, you get a little bit more nervous about that.
That's true.
Because it's like when you're like, I host various beauty pageants.
You do?
And yeah, for like the, here in Chicago.
You host beauty pageants?
Yeah.
Miranda out of nowhere.
Yeah, so when they ask the girls
special
questions...
You've been on the air for 2 hours and 17 minutes, and now you're telling me you host beauty pageants?
Yes. Yeah, like the Miss Illinois and the Miss Jalisco.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've emceed a few of them. And the questions that they ask these girls when they're on a stage, I know that sometimes they practice the questions. They get all the 10 questions. They get the 10 questions that they might have. And I've heard them practice it and everything. But when they're on stage, it's like, wow. It's a totally different answer than what I was hearing them practice behind.
So you stare into the eyes of a Miss Illinois and ask her a question?
Yes, I do. I pick it out of the envelope and say, okay, so what would you do different in this violence in Chicago? I don't know, depending on the question, right? So yeah, it'll be something totally different. When you're going to be graded, it can be different.
Am I supposed to do the weather here? Is that what's going on?
Yes. No, I mean, I can understand. That was interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm very proud of you. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. I want you to read it, David, because you interview...
beauty pageants.
Beauty pageants. That's amazing. Good morning, 422. Welcome to your Monday. I'm Mark Harmon. He's David Miranda. We're sitting in for Nick DiGilio, who is off tonight. Back tomorrow as... I'm sure you will get many an Oscar thought from Nick. If you're just waking up, as somebody on the text line is about the Oscars and wondering about La La Land, well, they thought they had won Best Picture for a second, and then they didn't. It went to Moonlight, which apparently is an amazing movie. Unlike Nick DiGilio, neither I nor David have seen it. But we're going to, right, David?
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, yes,
we have homework for this week, actually. That's something that we have to squeeze in this week. So he's on... Oscar's holiday today because he's been watching TV since like 4 p.m. yesterday.
Right. It was a hard day for Nick. He was grinding. He was emotionally spent.
Mm-hmm.
He went after it. He had numerous food choices. Rumors are there was a guac and chips, popcorn, and a heavy cheeseburger at some point.
I don't think he's going to be looking for a job pretty soon if he loves what he's doing and, you know, looking at those hot ladies and those... and those dresses and those legs and the red carpet.
Whoa.
Right?
Just got visual. We are talking odd interview questions as interviewers are getting, job people are getting more and more creative with their questions. People texting in.
224 here.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. She says, or he, no, it has to be a she. I was asking a job interview if I was pregnant when I was not.
Illegal.
I tried to joke by saying I was just fat, but I really wanted to say, is that legal to ask the question? Yeah, it's illegal.
I don't think that is legal. Let's see, 773. I went on my first job interview in 30 years, and I felt like a fish out of water. I was so lost, so after I went home and started asking myself similar questions and quick-to-the-point answers, it helped with my confidence, and eventually I got a wonderful job that I hope I can stay at for 7 years. Then I can retire. Good for you. It is important to practice. So, Esmeralda, you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Esmeralda, we really like your credentials here, but we want to know more about you. If you had to take only one item to a deserted island, what would that be?
One item. What is this job for?
Whatever Esmeralda's next interview is for.
Okay.
Which I know that she would never leave WGN, but perhaps someday she'll leave WGN.
I would bring...
Taco.
I would bring... tacos. Well, I guess I wouldn't have to... bathing suit, because I'd probably be alone on the island, so whatever.
A bathing suit? Mm-hmm.
Why would you need a bathing suit if you're alone on the island?
No, could... that's what I mean. Because I could just, you know...
Skinny dip?
Probably.
Right. There you
just
go.
Just me and the fishes.
Right. Why not?
I would... An umbrella.
An umbrella?
Sun. Yeah, that sun can really destroy you.
Not hiring you. Any...
Whatever, I don't want your stupid job. I'm happy at WGN.
Dan, what would you take to a deserted island? See if I hire you.
A GPS system.
A GPS system, so you can get back. Genius. But what happens if you run out of battery?
That'd be the tough part.
Okay, don't like that answer either. Fired, not hired. David?
You know, I like this topic because you could definitely help people out on their next interview. I'm looking at this texter here, and this person says, I was at an interview. Was called back near the end of the interview. He paused for way too long so that he looked at, or he or she looked at him and said, when do I start? Got the position, G. Rockford. So if they pause too long, it's like, when do I start?
Congratulations. Way to jump in there. But I'm asking you, David.
Mm-hmm.
One item to a deserted island. What are you taking?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking...
Mm-hmm. You want all... Castaway, Tom Hanks, Wilson, the volleyball type of scene here. You get one item.
I'm taking a knife.
A knife?
Yes. So I could eat. So I could find food.
Slice and dice them.
Yes. Oh, machete.
Not a bad choice there.
Knife or machete.
Okay. I like that answer. Okay, Miranda gets the job on this one. Dan wanted a GPS system to get home. And Esmeralda wanted what? A bathing suit?
No, I wanted an umbrella.
An umbrella, in case it rains.
No.
Hey, you can kill with an umbrella, too.
Stay out of the sun.
And the umbrella, you could kill something to eat, too, and burn.
All right.
I would just use my bare hands.
What would you bring, Mark Carmen?
Uh-oh.
A female.
To reproduce?
That's what I'm bringing.
Repopulate the island?
Yes. Yeah. I need some company.
Also, a bathing suit not required.
Taking a very, I don't care what she looks like at that point. If we're alone on the island, I'm going to have to make it work. Let's be honest. We're alone on the island. All right. Preferably attractive.
Area code 815 says a tent.
A tent.
There you go.
If I can't take a companion,
you wouldn't want the tent.
I'd want something that would help me make fire. I don't think I could do the Tom Hanks rub two sticks together maneuver.
You would need to probably take somebody from the Boys and Girl Scouts to create that. I've never done that. Have you guys done that? Will you guys create the fire like that?
No chance.
I've tried. It did not go well.
Yeah. Matches. Just bring matches.
I'd want an endless supply of matches probably. Okay, one more. One more interview question to save your life. 312-981-7200. Weird things you've been asked in an interview. Sell me on one idea. Esmeralda, this is for you. Sell me on one idea and then sell me on the opposite of that idea.
What?
That is hard, right?
That's ridiculous.
Well,
whoever's asking these questions, I don't want to work there.
I'm telling you, I think they want to just throw you off to get your personality, basically.
I'll sell you here. Sell me on one idea. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Taking notes?
Yeah. Let's see what I can come up with here. Okay. I think you should really get cable TV. It's going to make your life so much better. You're going to be able to watch shows like Girls on HBO, which is going on right now. You'll be able to get all the sports. You'll be able to keep up to date with everything that's going on. And cable TV, you'll be so much more aware and so much more entertained that your life is just, it's absolutely worth the money.
What about the opposite?
The opposite. Cable TV is a complete nightmare. You don't need it at all. There's this thing out there. It's called the internet. You can get every single bit of information you need right there on your computer. Spending $100+ a month on cable TV is really just wasting your money. And people also say that the more you watch TV, the less happy you are. Done.
Whoa, you're hired.
Am I hired?
You really sold both very well.
I just lied to you on both sides.
I would think I was speaking to two different people. Hey, that was good. What do you think, Esmeralda? Dan?
Congratulations on your job where you go populate a new island.
You got all hired.
You know, some of these questions are very out of place because, like, what's the capital of Canada or...
Ottawa.
How many
told me that.
Yeah. How many fire hydrants are there in Los Angeles County? Los Angeles County? He's like, really?
It's bizarre. Hey, Vic Vaughn's about to do the news. Vic, if you were a Muppet, which character would you be?
Oh.
I don't even know. I don't even remember any Muppet characters.
What?
To be honest with you.
Kermit the Frog?
Okay, yeah, I do now remember Kermit the Frog.
What about a Fozzie Bear? What about
I don't know him.
What? You don't know
don't know him?
I don't know of him.
You don't know that individual?
No, I didn't watch the Muppets, to be honest with you.
You did?
I'm not a fan as an adult either, so...
Vic, you're a professional man who doesn't watch the Muppets.
Yeah, I can't help you on that one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're on your own there.
All right. I mean, the Muppets. I love the Muppets.
You're out of a job, Vic.
4:30 with your news. He doesn't watch the Muppets. Here's Vic Vaughn.
I walk into. It's time to put on makeup. It's
time to dress up right. It's time to raise the Muppet Show tonight. Vic Vaughn, don't walk away quite yet. I know you got a million things to do, but...
We're not talking about the Muppets anymore, are we?
Well, we're getting texts in here. Vic not knowing the Muppets is more upsetting than La La Land losing.
Well, that's just too damn bad.
That just shows you have a life,
I'm not
Vic.
A fan of the Muppets. I didn't watch them. Sorry.
Are you telling me you don't know who Beaker is? You don't know?
No,
I
don't.
You don't know who Animal is?
Miss Piggy?
Wait a minute. I do think I know Animal. Is that the one that was the drummer?
Yes.
Okay, I did like Animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And obviously everyone knows Kermit, but...
Thank you.
I just, you know, I was about to do a newscast and he asked me what my favorite Muppet is. Threw me for a loop there.
Well, you know, it's probably unprofessional on my part and I apologize, but...
Hard to transition from Kermit to a body in the river,
no,
but hey, we pulled it off.
I get it.
Shame on you, Carm. He's concentrated.
Right. It's I owe you something, Vic, and I apologize. Okay. But again, you know, the most important thing is that you're not a Muppets fan, and you're, you know, people are just very upset. But we'll get all this will never happen again. It didn't happen. We're gonna just erase
restart
this.
Restart. Although that song was very on the topic, topic that we were on. Put makeup on, look good, smell good, or what was the song saying?
Yes,
for the Muppets.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to start the night. I don't know.
I'll look up the lyrics.
6:30 on Saturdays was the Muppet Show back in the day. I think it was Saturdays. Is it Saturday or Friday? 7 o'clock on Friday was the Dukes of Hazzard. This was my life growing up. 9 o'clock on Saturday night was the Love Boat. Would have that at my parents would be out. I'd be at my aunt's, watch the Love Boat, have a mint chocolate chip and a Rocky Road from Baskin Robbins. That was living, man. That was it, Dave. That was it.
I have to admit, I know more of the Muppets because of the memes. A lot of the memes that come up, especially with Kermit the Frog.
Right. Well, you're a younger guy than I am. I don't think you were in the heyday of the Muppet Show.
No.
Did you see any of the Muppet movies?
No, not even the recent ones. No. Mm. I have not. But I do know some of the characters. Some of the characters. Not all of them.
I
got more homework. See, not only I have to watch Moonlight, I have to watch more of the nominated movies of the Oscars, but... Now I got to update myself on the Muppets.
I want to do one more interview question as we build a bridge for people in their job life. And know that if you have an interview this week, you could get this question.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. Let us know what question threw you off so we could help others here as well.
This is from from Procter & Gamble. They asked this question. If a coworker had an annoying habit and it hindered your quality of work, how would you resolve it? Dan.
If a coworker had an annoying habit.
If Nick DiGilio did something really annoying.
it's not Nick DiGilio, but I did have a situation with a coworker here where I had to approach him. And I thought I played it right, and I think I got reported to HR.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was the issue? What did he do or she do? Can you say this?
They going back to the beginning of the show, they wore their cologne a little too heavy.
Ooh.
And it was causing a problem for some of us because, you know, it was so intense that, like, people, like, lost concentration. And so I had to approach him or her and say, hey.
You're giving me a headache.
Hey, listen, I'm not meaning to be disrespectful. I'm just letting you know this is kind of, like, impacting a lot of people here and, like, in a bad way, and it's not anything personal, and we like you and you do a great job, but just so you know, this is what's going on.
And especially when you're
he or she did not like that?
I got a look. I got a very stern look.
For the people hearing right now, listening to us, these rooms are relatively small and they're confined, so any smell happens with food in the newsroom, for example.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, and it's not at this particular place of employment, but it is at another one that I've had in my lifetime at some point. And I've been around people that legit stink. Like, you smell, so your chair smells.
Ew. I mean, right? Like pH, body odor, that type of stink.
I mean, what do you do with that?
Ew.
I mean, I've just grinned and bear it, and that's what it is. I'm just going to deal with the fact that you smell. That's my life. You stink. And it's way too uncomfortable to say anything to you.
You wouldn't bring the Febreze bottle and just make it obvious that you're very uncomfortable with
I would
the
do
smell?
Something like sometimes I had to share his computer, and I would kneel on the floor rather than sit down at his seat. He'd be like, you can sit in my chair. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm like, that's your seat, bro. I don't want to do that. And I'd say it like that, but you would think that maybe you would get the hint there that, oh, I smell, and this chair smells, and he doesn't want to sit there. Maybe I should start bathing.
So did you go to HR?
But I didn't solve the issue.
Oh,
long did the situation last?
I mean, the situation lasted the entire time I was there.
About how long did you work there?
Months,
years.
We're talking. It's like a 2-year stint.
Wow, that you can really.
I mean, he.
2 years. I would have said something.
What would you have said?
I would have probably, first of all, given him or her a soap or something that smells good, or giving him hints. And if he or she wouldn't get the idea,
hey,
I would
I'm
definitely.
Secret Santa, here's a bar of soap.
Yeah, like here, exactly. Body wash, spray, something. No, because not necessarily perfume or cologne, because that can make it even worse. If you try to disguise it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should have done that. 312 is, by the way, texting Mark. Love Boat at 8 p.m. on ABC Saturday, then Fantasy Island at 9. That's right.
That's coming from 312, yeah.
Yeah, because there's no way that it would have been at 9, because Fantasy Island then would have been at 10. That would have been the news. So I was watching in the dark at 8 p.m. I was asleep at 9 as a 10-year-old. Maybe an 11-year-old. At 10. You would think that I kind of feel embarrassed by that. It's a little too early to go to bed. I wanted to be one of the rough and tumble kids.
You wanted to break the rules?
Yeah.
These questions really can throw some people off.
What's your favorite one? Do you have one?
You know, I look at these questions and I keep on saying they just want to measure your personality. For example, throw your resume aside and tell me what makes you, or what makes you you. So you got to... Yeah. Basically learn how to sell yourself.
Throw your resume away. What makes you?
What makes
you?
My
love of Northwestern basketball and their quest for the NCAA tournament in 2017.
What if it was...
Does that get me the gig?
If you're talking to Dave Bennett.
Yeah. Sports director here. Yeah.
What else makes me my incredible passion for the career that was Michael Jordan. What else makes me me?
Your ability to walk the runway, run the runway.
My ability to...
To accept to run the runway.
Yeah.
Like, you're a team player. See, they're measuring your personality. Like, for example, this question here of what part of the newspaper do you read first?
The sports section. Are you kidding? If you.
And what does this say about you?
It says that I love competition. It says that I enjoy being in the toy department of life. It says that I lack an intellectual curiosity of what actually is happening in the world. It does say all of that.
There you go. That part does measure your personality. So.
I like a good front page. I like a good business section, but you got to get the sports first. I like to have my dessert first. Like when you're going to a meal, give me something sweet, and then get into it, and then a back end sweet. I don't normally do that because I'm, trying to stay fit here, David. It's very
important.
Does
a sweet wine count, or has to be not liquid diet?
I wouldn't do that. I suppose it counts. I don't like sweet wine. Like a nice
headache waiting to happen, right?
Yeah, no sweet wine for me. Give me a nice blended vino. Rojo vino?
Vino rojo, yeah.
Yes. Is that legal?
Blanco, yeah.
Okay. Last question for me. This is for you, David.
Okay.
I think you can handle it. All right. You ready?
A ver. Let's see.
I think you can handle it. All right. Give me 48 cents using 6 coins. 48 cents using 6 coins. Can you do it?
Oh, my God. Especially math. Why do you think I'm into broadcasting?
I mean, you just gave me the look of complete horror.
Yes. I would pull out my – can we pull out the phone and do it?
No, that would be illegal. We're sitting in a job interview. You cannot pull out your phone. 48 cents, 6 coins.
So 25, and then 10 cents. It's 35.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Okay. And then you said 46, right?
48 cents. 6 coins.
35. And then another 10 would be 45.
Mm-hmm. That would not be the answer.
No. I wouldn't get the job.
Actually, that is the answer. 25. 2 dimes gets you to 45.
Oh, there
you, 46, 47, 48. There you bang. Crushed it.
I was building it. Oh, okay. I guess I think a little more logical, and I was like, okay, let me just try to solve this.
You just did it, man. And you kind of kneecapped yourself at the end. They're not believing it, but you had it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said anything, right? And that's what people do at job interviews. Sometimes if you just stay quiet, you just sound better.
Good job. I'm impressed. There you go, Blackhawks Express. Blackhawks next in action. It's coming Wednesday, taking on the Penguins. Pre-game 6:30, puck drop 7 o'clock right here. On 720 WGN. Also on Wednesday, by the way, the Northwestern Wildcats will be hosting Michigan at Welsh Ryan Arena, the second-to-last home game at Welsh Ryan before the renovation, and an absolutely enormous game. And
you're going to that, right?
I will be there, David. I think
you have to.
It's a big week for the Cats, so I'm excited. So the
Cats.
Thanks to Nick D for taking the night off and letting. Yourself and I sit in for him, and Dan, thanks for producing the program here. I thought it was fitting as an ending here, because this is what happens at the Oscars. You get a swag bag. You ever been to the Oscars there, David?
No, I have not, but I've been to the billboards, and I've been to the Grammys, and there's always a marketing agency that puts together gifts for the stars.
Are you serious? You've been to the billboards and the Grammys?
Yeah, the Latin Grammys. Latin Grammys and the Billboard Awards. Yes, I've been when they're in Miami. The thing is that I used to work for Univision, and I used to go over there almost every month and a half.
You slow play how cool you are. You know that.
No,
right?
No.
You're legit.
Not at all.
You're
like 2 hours and 54 minutes and you drop.
I mean, come on, man. Yeah. I would have started off the show, hey, the Oscars are cool, but by the way, the Grammys are awesome too, and by the way, I've been there.
No, the thing is that.
What have you done, Carmen?
When I did my radio show, I used to do the morning show in Spanish media, and I used to go and do my show from the Premio Lo Nuestro or the Latin Grammy.
Yeah.
So these bags, they actually have some goodie bags for people that go cover it as well.
What was in those goodie bags?
It's all the sponsor stuff. Sometimes you would get headphones, you would get cell phone covers, for everything. It depends who the sponsor was.
And all that is incredibly cool, and that's what you should have in a swag bag. But when you go to the Oscars in your swag bag, a 5-night holiday to the Kalua Landing, a luxurious resort on Hawaii's Kauai Island. I can't even. I mean,
Kauai.
Kauai.
I think it's Kauai.
Whatever.
Kauai?
I mean, somewhere in Hawaii that I can never afford to go to. If you just show up at the Oscars in your swag bag. You're getting a five-night holiday. How much is that place a night? That would be $1,150 a night. A week at the Golden Door, an exclusive California spa, or a classic Women's Week costs $8,850. This is just in your bag, man.
Yeah, if the nominee prefers a European adventure, then a three-night stay in a suite at the Grand Hotel Tremezzo in Lake Como is also an offer, which retails at around $1,400 a night.
$1,400 a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does the other half get to be the other half? How does the other side live, honestly?
Yeah, these are some very good. You know what? There's some on the lower side, which has the OMI Intelligent Home Starter Kit, which is a security, lighting, and safety kit. Do you think these artists really need, or these people really need a safety kit?
No, I don't. But I'm down with like a safety kit. Like that doesn't make me jealous. Or a customized set of Crayola crayons, $24.99 in your swag bag. That's cool. Limited edition pelvic floor exercise tracker, $199. That feels about right. The fact that like the super rich get like the super amazing vacations just makes me jealous, David. I'm gonna be honest. That's not a great way to start your Monday morning, being jealous of things, but that's how I'm starting my Monday morning reading.
That's Hollywood for you.
Swag bag.
We should create our own swag bag.
I mean, does Steve Grzanich have a swag bag where he's getting trips for a week? I don't think he does.
Don't get me started.
Maybe that's what he does on the weekends.
Yeah, don't get me started. These bags, I'm telling you. A facelift. You guys went down the list. I mean, come on.
Quirkier gifts include a hydrating mist.
Right. What is that for? What are you?
Well, it's for improved vocal cord management and skin regeneration.
Right. I've seen people use those. They spray the little bottle in their mouth, you know.
Or a pack of 10 sweat-absorbing dandy patches.
Yep. You can see how they get to sweat. Hollywood's a sweaty business.
Stressful and sweaty.
They're really living the dream out there, aren't they?
They really are. And, some of these gift bags, I mean, the ones you're talking about, that's more than some people make in an entire year. It's worth. So you just put that into, I don't know.
Well, and I'm not, listen, if you get to that level in life, congratulations. You've worked incredibly hard and you've had a lot of vision and all that. And people around you have probably helped you, and God bless you. But I am reserving the right to be jealous.
And there you go, the pretty people making the money.
Right.
Not necessarily the ugly people.
It's not fair, and I'm mad.
I'm jealous of you too, Steve. What's coming up on the opening bell?
Well, coming up next in the opening bell, we've talked regularly here in the show about how more women need to be in the boardrooms and in politics. And so coming up, we're going to be talking with Kate Benson. She's with the Chicago Network. We're going to have a front and center CEO spotlight with her. Also, a little bit later in the show, you've heard a lot about drug prescriptions and the cost of medications. What is the end game here by these drug makers? Are they really in it to help you and me, or just to make a profit? That's coming up next on the opening bell.
I'm going to guess it is to make a profit. But
we'll tell you.
That's what it boils down to, right?
But I will be listening on my way home. Please get to that before 5:26 when I collapse.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate
you, Steve.
David, great to be with you, man.
Mark, great to work with you. Yeah. Thank you for making it easy on me. I thought I was a nervous wreck before I got here.
You did a great job, and I'm very impressed. You've been to the Grammys. You walk runways. you've everything going on in your life that
I wish.
That you should. I don't know. I feel like
I
you
don't
should,
do it professionally. Disclaimer: I do not do that professionally. Only for Latino Fashion Week opening night.
Well, whatever. You're understating what you do, and that's probably very integrous and beautiful and makes people like you. But if I were you, I'd feel like it's just a billboard on. These are the things I do. I'm David Miranda. I walk around WGN and let everybody know. That would be my play. All right, everybody, have a great start to their week. Opening bell, of course, coming up right now. And then, of course, the Steve Cochran Show at 6. I can see my guy Dave Bennett warming up in the sports bullpen, getting ready to go. Dan Shugrue, thank you so much for producing the program.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.